With Now TV.
What's that behind you? Oh my God. Big arachnid. Look at the amount of legs on it. It's a spider. All right, time for university.
Spidey baby.
Talking spider. Spider-Man.
Spider is Spider-Babies. Yeah, so recently, my friend, she rang me in actual bits, like practically hyperventilating down the phone because she had encountered what she described as a spider the size of a saucepan in one of her kitchen presses. And I'm like, girl, you need to calm your jets and put your head between your legs or something and breathe. This is not normal behaviour. So this friend now, she'd be a bit squeamish at the best of times. But anyway, she was totally freaked out and admitted on the phone that it took all of her courage to get the brush and kill the spider.
No!
That, God rest him, was the size of a saucepan.
God rest him indeed. No. Don't kill them.
No, I thought this was fairly lousy, seeing she could have just as easily picked the spider up with some tissue and brought him outside where he could have hooked up with his other spider pals and hung out. But she was adamant that because this spider was so big, she was right to take him out. So I did some digging. Mainly because I wanted
looking
to prove...
For the spider?
No, not that particular one. I wanted to prove to her that spiders are really our friends and have every right to be here as much as us, even if they aren't paying any rent. So why should you not bump off any spiders in your home? Well, spiders are an important part of nature and our indoor ecosystem, as well as being fellow organisms in their own right. I'm glad I said that word correctly. Many types of spiders can be found in our homes. Some are accidentally trapped, while others are short-term visitors. Some species even enjoy the great indoors where they happily live out their lives and make more spider babies. These arachnids are usually secretive and almost all you meet are neither aggressive nor dangerous. Mm-hmm. And they may be providing services like eating pests. Some even eat other spiders. Okay, well, that's not cool. A study of 50 homes in the US found that every single house was home to spiders. And the most common species were cobweb spiders and cellar spiders, aka the daddy long legs.
Oh yeah, so daddy long leg is a spider.
Yeah, it's a spider, yeah. So both build webs where they lie in wait for prey to get caught. This might sound kind of predatory, I know, but hear me out.
Okay.
Although they will eat anything they can catch, spiders regularly capture nuisance pests and even disease carrying insects, for example mosquitoes. There's even a species of jumping spider that prefers to eat blood filled mosquitoes in African homes. So killing a spider doesn't just cost the arachnid its life, it may take an important predator out of your home. So really, our spidey friends may be keeping us safe.
Okay, so we don't have an issue with mosquitoes, I don't think, here in Ireland, but if we did, the spiders are laying down their lives for us.
Yeah, so I know it's natural to fear spiders. They've got lots of legs and almost all are venomous, though the majority of the species have venom too weak to cause issues in humans if their fangs can even pierce our skin.
Mm.
So spiders are not out to get you and actually prefer to avoid humans. We are much more dangerous to them than vice versa. If you truly can't stand the spider in your house, instead of smashing it, try to capture it and release it outside.
Smashing it.
But if you can stomach it, it's okay to have spiders in your home. And frankly, even if you don't see them, they'll still be there. Even when you're sleeping, one could be crawling across your face.
Stop it, you're freaking people out.
Happily frolicking along until they wander into your open mouth and accidentally get flushed down into your belly where it might decide to lay some spider baby eggs. I'm joking.
Rain it in. There is people right now literally gagging and going, oh my God, oh no, Carol said they're going to die. The spiders are going to get me.
I'm joking. That's an old wives' tale. It doesn't happen. Remember when we were told that we accidentally eat loads of insects in our sleep? That's not true. But the spiders are there in your home hiding. You have to deal with that.
And the message and the science backs it up. Live and let live.
Live and let live.
Not going to hurt you. They're not going to harm you. And if anything, they'll eat some pests around the house
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even though they're not paying the rent. Okay. Leave the spiders alone. Now, if there's a spider in your house, what do you do?
I don't really do anything. Like, if it's a big, 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 big one, I'll get himself to get a tissue and bring it outside if I'm very...
So, escort it off the premises.
Escort it off the premises. But usually I'm just like, they'll leave them, they're fine. Like, the daddy long legs, grand. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good.
I'm a good landlord to the spideys.
Live and let live. But I know there's many people, literally, whose skin is crawling listening to us talking about spiders this morning, because they are a big fear for people.
Oh, my friend. Yeah, completely.
And they are venomous, but as you say, they don't have the teeth strong enough. So, in a sense, is it an irrational fear because they can't harm you?
I think it is an irrational fear. Yeah, definitely.
But many people have it. Whereas I would be afraid of things like sharks, but they can kill you.
So that's not an irrational fear then?
Yeah, but I'm not in the sea either, so there's no reason, there's no need to be afraid.
This is also true.
So we want to ask you this morning, what irrational fears do you have? Whatever they may be.
Clowns is another big one.
Yeah, things that freak you out.
Mm.
I'm afraid of the toll barrier, on the motorway. I'm afraid that won't go up when I'm driving at it.
That's not irrational, though. That could actually happen.
And that's why I'm afraid, because it did happen to me once. Really? And I pinged into it, and I thought it was just going to take me head off.
Oh, my God, that's so dangerous.
It just bounced up. But I'm still afraid of them.
Yeah, I'm afraid of leaving my leg outside the covers in the bed.
Oh, the boogeyman.
No, seriously, even though if I'm really hot, it can't go outside, because someone's going to come and grab it and pull me out of the bed. You have to have it inside the covers to stay safe.
We all did, Una, when we were 9. What are your irrational fears? Jeff says, Aidan, whatever about the toll barrier, I'm not afraid of that, but I am afraid of driving under the height limit bar. He goes, every time I go under it, I think it's going to clip me roof. Do you know, I do that a bit too. Even though I don't drive a truck, you kind of duck. You have a reflex just to duck in case for some reason your car all of a sudden has grown and is going to hit the bar.
Okay, I do not do that. Janet in Portlaoise says, I'm petrified of crows. Like, petrified. I can't be anywhere near them. I keep thinking they'll come at me and go for my eyes.
Do you know what, Janet?
That's really silly. That's the magpies who do that, Janet.
You leave the magpies alone.
I'm joking.
I had one of them in my house last week. Old Michael. He's doing well, apparently, according to the vest.
Brilliant.
Yes, Janet, what you need to do is go and get a movie by Alfred Hitchcock called
The Birds.
And you'll be just fine. Right, keep your irrational fears coming.
Well, Alice says she's absolutely terrified of butterflies. Okay, I don't understand that. Butterflies are beautiful.
Just the flying and the flapping around you.
I love them.
Maybe my freak you out. Jenny, you've got a pain in your neck.
Hi,
Jen.
Hiya, Jen.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, Jenny. What's your irrational fear?
My irrational fear is anything touching my neck at all.
Even a scarf.
Well, if it's a scarf, it's kind of okay. But if the scarf, brushes against, moves around, it makes me shiver. It's horrible.
Okay.
Wow.
So do you never wear shirts?
Our polar necks are out for you, I take it.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan. They're okay, but, especially my hair, which is a bit inconvenient because I have really long hair. So
you have to wear it up all the time, then.
Yeah, when it's around my neck and around my face, I just can't cope with it at all.
Yeah, and then I guess, does that extend to people touching your neck or kissing your neck?
Hickeys.
Yeah, no, that is just out of the question altogether.
Oh, is that
so
maybe
funny.
Where the fear came from, getting a hickey when you were a teenager?
Putting toothpaste on, trying to cover it the next day.
Jenny, thanks for that.
Thanks, Jen. That's funny.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Jen. Bye. All the best now. Amy, what's it for you? What's your irrational fear?
My fear would be putting my hand down the side of a couch.
Oh. Are you afraid someone's going to pull you in?
Yeah,
it is living in there. Or the couch monster.
Yeah, that's it.
Or just the ickiness you'd find. Yeah. Especially in a college couch, if you put your hand down, you'd never know what you might find.
Or what you'd catch.
Exactly.
Now, why are you afraid of this? Because it's not something really you often have to do.
I don't know. I think it's just the feel, when the hand is down there, God only knows. Oh my God,
it
terrifies me.
But Amy, you're missing out on what you could find.
I know.
Yeah. There's cash, coinage down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 cents is always.
Crumbs, bit of popcorn.
Always. Oh yeah, a bit of popcorn.
If you're hungry.
2 euros.
Yeah,
2 euros, jackpot.
Well, Amy, I was going to suggest that we all go home today now and have a rummage in the couch, and let's see if we can put a booty or a bounty together tomorrow. Who can find the best thing down the couch today?
I love it. Let's do it.
Do you want to do it, Amy?
Yeah, we could do that.
We can do it. You'll get over your fear and have a look in the couch.
Yeah, I'll have a look.
Okay. Stick your hand down that couch now.
And don't blame us if you uncontrollably start shaking and crying. It's not our fault.
I probably will get someone to do it.
Get someone to do it for you. Thanks very much, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
No
bye.
Problem.
Thanks
bye,
a million.
Guys.
Shall we do that?
Yeah, fine. Let's see. It could be unknown treasure buried there.
Right, go root in the couch today and see what you find.
TV. Hashtag AO Show. Every weekday morning from 7 a.m.